Back home and campaigning in Perth, the Prime Minister Julia Gillard has unveiled details of her government's $43 billion national broadband network. Ms Gillard says the network is a fundamental part of the country's economic future. She's also criticised the Coalition's plan to scrap the information superhighway. Ashley Hall is travelling with the Prime Minister and he joins us now. Ashley, what other parts of the country will be covered by the broadband network? What has the Prime Minister had to say on this?
Well, Liz, the Prime Minister has announced that the government has extended the National Broadband Network Company's fibre coverage objective from 90% to 93% of homes, schools and businesses throughout Australia. That means that fibre coverage plans will now include places like Weipa, Tennant Creek, Port Augusta, Albany, Coomer and Warrnambool. And importantly, there is another 7% of the country that will be covered by either satellite or wireless services. That's 4% with wireless services and 3% with satellite services. The Prime Minister says that this is about building a modern economy, and without it, Australian businesses wouldn't be able to compete with those in Japan, Korea or Singapore, and we would in fact lose jobs to those countries. Here's what she's had to say.
Now, the National Broadband Network is about the future, but it's happening around us today. We've talked to people today about what's happening here in Western Australia, and whether it's in Tasmania, where we've already got customers live on the National Broadband Network, or Brunswick in Melbourne, where I live, where construction will start in a few weeks, or Wollonga in South Australia, or the Illawarra, or Armidale. Construction in these places is starting in a few weeks' time.
That's the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, speaking in Perth just a few moments ago. And in fact, I can hear the Prime Minister speaking in the background there, Ashley. She's obviously still speaking to journalists, and perhaps she hasn't had a chance to answer this question, but has she yet adequately answered questions about how she plans to fund this network?
Well, yes, she has addressed those in this media conference and earlier on radio in Perth this morning, Liz. And there's been some questions about how much exactly it will cost. The Prime Minister says it will be $43 billion. Not all of that money will come from the government. There will be private investment as well. And she insists that this project will pay for itself over and over and over again because of the jobs it creates and the wealth that it brings to the country by improved productivity. She's talking a lot about the role it will play in delivering healthcare, linking up e-health records and those sorts of things, and importantly, preventing jobs from going to other countries.
Ashley, has Julia Gillard, or what has she had to say about the Coalition's plans to abolish this network if it's elected on August 21?
Well, she says the Coalition would take Australia back to being a broadband backwater in terms of broadband take-up speeds and prices. She says that that will stand in the way of 25,000 jobs that will be supported every year of the NBN rollout. And she says the Coalition still has no credible alternative broadband policy to take Australians into the digital age. As you can imagine, she said the government has a plan to move Australia forward, while the Coalition has a plan to move it backward.
Ashley Hall, thank you. That's Ashley Hall travelling with the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, and she's speaking currently to journalists in Perth.